you know, you've always had to find a way to distribute the ball, especially, you know, now that we've got so many weapons. And that's what's important. I mean, that's it. All those things you have to take into account when Randy says those things. It's not just about the plays, but it's about getting a feeling the game out, getting a feel for the game, mid game, beginning of games, making sideline adjustments, talking, communicating. Maybe a guy, you know, has a good matchup. You know, being able to get guys the ball to have the matchups, or a guy needs a catch to kind of get into the game, whatever it may be. You've got to be an extension of the coaching staff of Coach Randy on the field.
Is that as rewarding as, you know, dropping back and letting it rip 40 pounds?
Absolutely. I think this year, I really genuinely don't know how my stats are stack up against other years, but I feel like I've been as involved and have had as good of a season maybe between the years as I have maybe ever.
All right, I'm back, I think.
All right.
I think I'm good. Just a little coughing fit.
Way to soldier up.
Thanks for the good teamwork, guys. You did a tremendous job on the practice report. I was trying to listen as I was coughing my guts up.
So. I am host capable.
You are.
He is. And
you
I
are.
Was.
The more you can do, as a wise man once said.
That's right. And I was more than happy to let you do that.
Glad to see you back in
appreciate
your
it.
Old
yes.
Yeah. effervescent
able
self
to,
again.
Able
yeah.
to speak? Yeah, yeah, me too. All right, let's talk about what Ben was saying there. Kind of a lot that he went through. He talked post-practice day in the locker room pursuit. What are some of the big takeaways?
Well, I thought that was the big one that we just showed you there. That was in response to a question about the quarterback's coach, Randy Fichtner, on Monday, saying, we just talked about him being that point guard, trying to get it to the right guy more times than not. And, you know, the point guard is very important in basketball, but the point guard often isn't the guy in basketball. And I've always thought of Ben Roethlisberger as more than a point guard. You have to be that as a quarterback, but maybe as Ben pointed out, less of a demand on him to be that guy who makes the spectacular play and more of a demand on him this year to be the guy who facilitates somebody else doing it. And there are many other candidates, and, you know, sometimes if you're getting one guy the ball, that means another guy's not
right.
getting it. He's not real happy with that, but they're finding, Wolf, we talked before the break about, you know, going through those first eight and figuring out how it gets done, and now you go ahead and do it. And as Ben mentioned, you know, finding the good matchup, getting it to the hot hand, and also keeping the guy who needs to get reintroduced into the game, back involved in the game. He's got a lot on his plate, and his numbers are not what they've been in previous seasons, but here are the Steelers at 6-2. You know, they've survived Matthew Stafford, and they have survived Alex Smith, two of the best quarterbacks in the league, and beat both of those guys. So far, so good, right?
Absolutely. Mike, you're right on. Look, this is about Ben identifying the fronts, identifying the coverages, identifying where to go with the ball, not necessarily trying to work on, well, I want to get him involved, but just go where the coverages dictate, go where the hot hand dictates, and he's dispersing the ball and let the rock go where it goes and let the people make plays. We just see Jesse James doing more with that ball than we've seen him do in previous games. So the thing is, it's about right now, this offense is starting to evolve. Let it continue on the path that it is. I love this. You got the big plays. Maybe you need a little bit of flair for the dramatic, as Mike Tomlin said the other day, and that means more big plays. But as I said yesterday, it's about guys stepping up and saying, I can do this. I can see myself doing this. I'm one of those guys that can make that big play, step up, and make the big play.
Well, some good news. I was looking up some stats from the NFL that they sent out today, and Ben Roethlisberger passed three games against the Colts. 13 touchdowns, zero interceptions. I think he's like 78 for 107 and over 1,000-plus yards. So this is a game to maybe get some of that flair and dramatic and the big splash plays. This could be it. Even Antonio Brown, his numbers against the Colts recently have been very good. Same with Martavis Bryant, as we talked about yesterday.
Right. You're exactly correct. And I think, you know, they see that horseshoe for whatever reason. You have that nice physical matchup that is advantageous to you, and you continue to play well.
Yeah, he talked today about being envious of quarterbacks that get to play in domes eight times a year sometimes because the conditions are so perfect. It's certainly something Ben Roethlisberger always looks forward to. The Colts coming off a win and feeling a little better about themselves after beating Houston, but the Colts without Andrew Luck.
And no Vontae Davis, I just saw before the show, too.
He's still
not playing.
Yeah. That's a puzzle you got to figure out, because you know that he's.
Yeah, that's not a health issue, right?
No, it's not a health issue. It's got attitude problems and decisions about what they're doing, and so they sat him down.
All right, that's a recap of Ben's day. Ben Roethlisberger's full interview will be up on Steelers.com a little bit later today, so you can check that out. Time for another break then.
Agree to disagree.
Bam. Pursuit is on his A game today. We'll be right back.
Hey, it's the second half.